let us be ready for 15. In our program, we have 5 August 9. You have documents in this regard. Those documents are only for you to go through. They have not yet went through the management. We just want you to read them and have a sense of what is happening in terms of those issues that are raised in those documents. On committee sessional report, intervention, etc. You go through that and read. The management committee still has to do more research and they will come in and make a presentation. But then, what is of essence is from 18 to 21 August, oversight visit in terms of section 139. I think we know about it. It's long overdue. I believe that the date is as it is. 25 August 9, consideration and adoption of oversight visit to those municipalities. And we also have briefing on National House of Traditional Leaders Bill and Governance Framework on the 25th August. Again, on the 25th August to 28th, we'd have oversight visit in terms of Section 139 again to those municipalities. 2nd September, we'd have consultation process and adoption of committee report. Submission by National and Provincial House of Traditional Leaders on House of Traditional Leaders Amendment Bill and Governance Framework Amendment Bill, which is of essence, this one. 2, the adoption of committee report on oversight visit to Ngaga Muliri, Mulema District, Municipality, Northwest. 14 to 18 September 9, oversight visit in terms of Section 139 of the Constitution to that municipality in Mpumalanga. 23 September, consultation process and adoption of the committee report as we have done the previous one. 14 October 9, consideration of negotiating mandate. Here, I think is that which brought us to be members of the ANCOP, who would be dealing with negotiating mandate. And then I think the delegates and members of parliament would be going to various provinces to seek mandate, which is very much of essence, so that we complete and finalize the bills. I think jumping to the 3rd November 9, it will be consideration and adoption of all what shall have been transpired in terms of the bills that we'll be talking about. Anybody against? Agreed? Adopted. And there is. Thank you very much. I think one other thing, as we meet the study group leadership, I think we must emphasize a point that our secretary, the 2 secretary, must sit in the planning of the meetings of a study group because it causes confusion. Yeah, that should be a point.
Chief, I can also just ask while the investment is not being involved, but the guy could just tell us the illicit security for the additional development program, and we look at the 15th of September. It says adoption of minutes, priority focus areas, which action at the Department of Correctional Services, strategic plan, and budget alignment. Okay, so that is on the 15th of September. And if you look on the co-operative government one, between the 14th and the 18th, there's an oversight. will it then be the same that half of the guys are going to go to that oversight and we that are almost going to be on security, in fact, are going to stay at this one? Will we handle it that way?
I think let them go and sit it. Just deal with that matter. It's very important.
Chair, I think I want to agree with that situation, because if committee cannot sit, if it does not correct, because I think that is important. You can't have half going this way, because if it's 50%, it's not 50+1. It can't sit.
Thank you for that, Tim. It's very important. Is there any other issue? Are we satisfied that we have penalized the program, subject to whatever changes that may come? Okay, colleagues, thank you, and we can rejoin the study group this night. Those who are attend. Thank you.
I'm full of problems.